welcome back to the show, listeners. The patent number for the cure for AIDS is 5676977. That's 5676977. And evidently it was in 1997 when this was disclosed. And the website is USPTO. That's USPTO.gov. Julius, how long has it been since you've been aware of Dr. Graves?
I first found out about Dr. Graves' work, I believe it was about 3.5-4 years ago. I had heard an interview with Dr. Graves on blackopradio.com.
Okay.
And I did everything I could to investigate everything I knew about it, and it seemed to fit for me. I was willing to give Dr. Graves a chance, and then I was friends with a fellow who was a producer for a local talk radio show that aired during drive time in the late afternoons. It was called the Bert Lee Show.
Uh-huh.
And Bert Lee, I remember that.
Yeah, and Bert Lee has since passed away. He had a stroke last year. But it was interesting how it met people. You know, if you were the typical Beaver Cleaver Republican, you weren't going to consider for even a second that anything like that is possible. But then again, if you'd had a run-in with the government, if you'd ever had a bad experience with the VA or anything else, you understood that life is not as perfect as we imagine it to be. And that, you know, there are vile people in this world. If we can make out Hitler to be what he is and we create, we say Joe Stalin is as bad as he is, why is it somehow this great vacuum that we don't have similar vile leaders in our own country that are willing to allow underlings to do all kinds of things? And a good example is like Ronald Reagan. He was a great person, and to meet him in person, a very nice and kind person, but he didn't know how to mind the store, and he allowed some really reckless people to be in charge of things underneath him. And this is a problem we have in our culture, and it's not getting any better. It is getting worse. One thing I'd like to point out is Dr. Ward Dean on Vitamin Research Products on their archive area of VRP.com,
mm-hmm.
They have an excellent article about using colloidal silver in the form of mild silver protein and combining it with DMSO, and you take an oral supplement of mild silver protein for 30 days. And then they had two IV administrations of mild silver protein. I think it was a few days apart or a week apart. And then another 30 days oral of mild silver protein. They gave this to two AIDS victims who were so weak they were laying literally in stretchers. And after going through this regimen, the HIV virus, such as it is, the markers that could be detected, were no longer even measurable in their blood. And they both went back to work and were living a full life. That experiment, in my opinion, needs to be repeated.
Dr. Graves, any comment?
Sure. I'm a student and a fan of colloidal silver, and I believe that it's like the old the Western day when the guy would come into town, he's got some snake oil that he's trying to sell, and he gets run out of town. Well, people view colloidal silver in that fashion, and they shouldn't, because it's a wonderful natural, well, not natural, but it's a wonderful mix with the human body. I believe in colloidal silver a lot, and I'm only saying no about the cure. Here we have a patented cure for AIDS on the books. It's a one-time injection 4 years ago. You know, if I have to take it again forever, I would, but I've gone 4 years on one injection. The cost eventually be, what, $9 a dose to cure the world of AIDS, and I'm going to stay focused.
Yeah, I think there's probably two or three protocols that show good success, and I just wanted to share that additional one in case this medicine gets tied up and they don't end up actually selling it. I think this, they're now calling it Immunosil.
Immusil, I-M-U-S-I-L.
Yes, Immusil. A friend of mine tried to contact their website, and they never got back a response. They were inquiring about it, and they were told, basically they were not told anything about it as far as its ability to cure AIDS. which I found to be quite curious. I guess they can't make any claims technically.
Well, they've already made the claims by applying for a patent for a cure for AIDS, and the patent was granted.
I agree with you, but the problem is they haven't spent $2 billion doing double-blind studies to determine whether or not it works. But you and I both know it probably does work very well.
Well, you know, I believe I'm living proof. I'm 53 years old, and I think I just a tidbit younger than my 53 years, if I could say. But here again, we're not talking about something that hasn't gone through any degree of clinical trials, because if you read the entire patent, you see that they did their testing, they had their results, they submitted that information along with the patent application. That patent application was approved in October, I think, 1997.
Yeah, well, we all know how the FDA gets in the way of approving a drug, and the problem is to really go big-time commercial with it. We've got this bureaucratic interference mechanism called the Food and Drug Administration, and if the powers that be don't want something to be run through, it will never get run through, or if it does get run through, it'll get criticized and turned down.
Well,
whereas
you know,
the inferior product like aspartame or something will be passed because somebody like Donald Rumsfeld is willing to twist a few arms.
I do appreciate and understand, sir, and I think you're right on the money. The FDA is a part of the, as I call it, the pharmaceutical mafia, and
yep.
Indeed this Tetrasil, since it has no side effects, I mean, I had a headache, you know, that one evening, and that was it. It
yep.
should have been on the fast track for FDA approval. So there's something seems to be amiss here with this Rabbi Dr. Marvin Antelman. And I think I'm beginning to understand just a bit more. Not enough people have been killed yet, sir. I think that is the answer.
And
well,
also,
I think that's really sad, but I'm afraid you might be right.
And one more thing, too, with Dr. Antelman, since his name has come up. He and Dr. Robert Gallo, I think, attended, Albert Einstein Medical College in New Jersey somewhere long ago? And Gallo stole something from Antelman. And it appears that how did Antelman get this cure patent? It's almost as if it's a payback of some kind or another. It's just very strange, very strange.
Julius, I appreciate your call. Give Vitamin Research Products a heads up to sponsor this broadcast, as that's most needed as we're about to lose the show. So please do that if you can, Julius, okay? And let's go to Ramon in Austin. Hello, Ramon.
Hello, gentlemen, and... Doctor, I hadn't heard what kind of doctor your degree is in.
Sir, I'm a juris doctor. I have a law degree. However, I'm in my sixth year as an international medical research director, director of AIDS concerns for the Common Cause Medical Research Foundation. So on this one issue, I genuinely do accept the doctor term, although I do have a juris doctor degree.
Okay, yeah. It's Colonel Joe. It's not Dr. Joe. And he just goes straight by ColonelJoe.com. You can check him out. And the other thing is you talked about chronic fatigue. What about fibromyalgia and multiple sclerosis? Do you have any information in that area or those areas?
Well, yes. I think what you'll find with multiple sclerosis is that it's linked to the VISNA also. If you go to the patent database and put in multiple sclerosis and VISNA, V-I-S-N-A, you see the interlocutory patent, and you say, oh, my God, how can that be? What VISNA is multiple sclerosis in the sense that it gets into the central nervous system, and therefore that creates the multiple sclerosis. I think they go hand in hand. Fibromyalgia, I believe, is the same thing as chronic fatigue for the most part, because I think that they're kind of interchangeable. Isn't that correct?
Well, they're pretty close, but
yeah.
And usually one leads to, chronic fatigue leads to the fibromyalgia, my wife actually has fibromyalgia, and I've been diagnosed with multiple sclerosis since '98, and
mm-hmm.
We have a lot of similar symptoms, and that was really strange to me.
Mm-hmm. I think the essence of fibromyalgia and multiple sclerosis, as it is with HIV, is the mycoplasma. I believe that's the underpinning. The single cell entity of the mycoplasma, the underpinning of 1,000 diseases.
I was trying to find my notes from months and months ago. It might have been a year ago. There's a Dr. Don Scott, I believe. I know his last name was Dr. Scott.
Professor Scott.
Professor Scott, who researched that microplasma, and I guess there's a Japanese gentleman that patented the microplasmas that he isolated or weaponized for the Defense Department. The botulism, I think it was bacterium, or you know, there. He actually broke
the brucellosis there.
Brucellosis. There you go. Yeah. And,
What you're talking about is Professor Scott is the, he's the outgoing head of the foundation, Common Cause Medical Research Foundation. And indeed, you're talking about Shai-Chi Lo's patent, pathogenic mycoplasmas. And you know, it's all there. It's all there. That at the heart of these human debilitating and lethal and incapacitating disease is this thing called a mycoplasma. If you stop the mycoplasma's engine, I believe you can stop all human disease.
Okay, so then if I go to my doctor, I can get this Immucil, or is it over the counter, or how do I get that?
Well, that's a loaded question. We give it to people in Tijuana here. I'm in San Diego. They fly out here the next morning. They go down. It takes about 20 minutes to a half hour to receive the infusion, and you can go home the same day if you so choose to. So it's about $1,000, $500 for the dose and $500 for the treatment. But we've had a number of people come, take the treatment, and for the most part, I guess everyone's doing kind of okay. I certainly am myself.
Yeah, I did do Colonel Joe's regimen, and I'm actually doing very well. I just don't have anybody that can tell me that, okay, yes, you're cured, or no, you're not. And I have actually just completed running 12 marathons in 12 months.
Wow.
I've been doing things looking for after my health, you know.
Holy mackerel.
Yeah.
You're a glutton for punishment.
No, right. No. It's actually enjoyable. You get a real good
rush
and a real good satisfaction being able to know that you can do something like that at any moment.
I will say carry on.
excellent. All right, well, I appreciate it, and that does put a lot of the puzzles, the pieces of the puzzle in place for me. Thank you
sir.
Thank you, Ramon. Thank you. Let's quickly move to Tim in Texas. Hello, Tim.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi, my friend.
Yes.
Dr. Graves, a very interesting subject here. I notice you keep saying Tetrasil. That's short for tetrasilver tetroxide, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Is it in close relation with colloidal silver?
You know, I don't, you know, we're talking about silver. You know, tetrasilver, colloidal silver, you know, we're seeing that the healing and the health effects of silver in its different forms. I think it's modified here with the tetrasil in the sense that they are almost like molecular devices that are placed into the bloodstream that hit only the bacteria and clean the blood, similar to cleaning a swimming pool where you drop a tablet into the swimming pool and the water becomes clear, correct?
Right.
But the pool is outside and exposed to the elements, so 3 weeks later you have to drop another tablet into the pool, but then the water becomes clear again. I believe that the blood in our body is similar to the water in a swimming pool, and since the blood in our body is contained by putting something into the blood system to clean it, I think thus far for me it has remained clean, and I kind of enjoy that.
Is cancer a virus?
Yes, in my opinion. And again, I was saying earlier about the 1926 virus cancer conference at MIT in 1926. I think they've known all along. When we say a virus, well, what is a virus? And I think what we're seeing is that at the heart of human disease, including cancer, that cancer is a mycoplasma also.
After many going down many roads trying to treat myself for hepatitis C, I finally went to the liver doctor and got the standard treatment for it. And before I started the treatment, I asked the nurse. I was just talking to her one day, and I told her, I said, you know, it is my belief that I wouldn't be a bit surprised if the government didn't give us this to probably control the population. The woman looked me straight in the eyes and said, I cannot disagree with you, sir.